Blog Talk Radio.
This is Lisa Rosalino of the Musicians Social Club, and I've got another great guest today. His name is Gary Vaughan. I hope I said that correctly. He is out of Maine in the United States, and he's been playing for quite a long time. And I'm not the type of person that likes to do all the talking, so I'm going to let him do all the talking. And it just seemed to have lost him. He dropped off the call board here, so hopefully he'll call right back. But anyway, let me tell you a little bit about him. He's a self-taught artist. He's been around the scene since the 70s playing lead guitar. And he has various cover and original, you know, he's been working with quite a few different bands. I am going to play one of his songs, and it's going to be Spinning Through Time.
Thank you.
Well, that was Spinning Through Time. I thought I'd lost Gary for a moment. The call dropped. Gary, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you, Lisa?
I'm doing good. Yeah, all right, now this hour is all about you. I want you to tell me everything about you. I know you started music. I try to start the show off telling people you've been playing since the mid-70s. I know you've worked with some famous people. You were telling me a little bit about that. Let's start off, like, how did you even decide to even get into music?
Wow, that's a good question. I was a little kid. My parents and I lived in this apartment in Lewiston, Maine, and there was a band downstairs called the Moondogs. And they used to have a television show every week, and I was just a little kid. And they used to pick me up and take me to their live TV shows and put a wig on me. And that's what got me into music right there. It was really cool.
I almost got to see Janis Joplin. My dad almost took me to see Janis Joplin when she played Detroit. And I really wish he would have done that. But I would have been like, you know, little, you know, but...
Right.
Well, that sounds cool. Yeah, my father's the one that got me into music.
Nice.
So, yeah, you know, the parent influence always works pretty well. Now, I just played Spinning Through Time.
Okay.
What gave you the inspiration to write that?
I don't know. I write really differently these days. I used to, like, write it on paper and miss... you know, mix and match lyrics, and I don't do that anymore. I just put the music down, and then I just go right, whatever hits me on the spot, I'll just start, you know, writing about, and then I'll put the vocals in. So that's my approach these days. So that song there was just kind of like spinning through time. It's like Earth spinning through time. That's
well,
how
I've been listening to your music all afternoon, and you have kind of a variety of styles, you know, from like acoustic to electric, and it is on the professional level, you know, in my eyes.
Thank you.
And you had a chance to sign with somebody, and you decided not to take the offer, and you said, end of story.
Pretty much. It was back in 96, 97. It was a major label. And they sent me all this paperwork and contract stuff, and I looked through it, and I just decided, no, I'm not going to do it. I probably, you know, I kick myself now. I wish I had done it, but it's just what, you know, at the time, I guess I wasn't ready for something like that. I don't know. But end of story, really, you know.
Did you write You Rock My World at that time, or before?
No. I wrote that a few years ago.
Just a few years ago?
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. All your songs are good. I'm not gonna say any of your songs are bad. You have a nice list on Reverb Nation that people can purchase or listen to. And
thank you.
You can be found at ReverbNation.com. Gary V. It's real simple to find.
Right.
So have you been playing out? I know you've had some problems with your health, but you're making a comeback. Have you been out playing lately since you've been better? Or?
This past year I was playing out every week with a different band, a couple of different bands, and I've always been playing out most of my life. And then I kind of took a break like 6 months ago, and now I'm working with a group of professional guys, and we're just trying to get a new band going, and it's coming along pretty nice. We're mixing it up we're mixing it up with covers, and we're going to start collaborating and writing originals together and stuff like that. Yeah.
You told me that you'd done some work with, what was the guy's name that you had me look up?
Oh, Billy Childs from Britney Fox. He and I get together and jam once in a while. We do acoustic stuff, and sometimes he plays bass with us in an electric band when he's not touring with his band.
Yeah, see, I'm not even aware of him. I'm kind of stuck in the 70s still, I guess. I don't know. I remember all the bands
from
the 70s,
yeah.
But, you know,
yeah.
I have a hard time trying to remember anything these days. But anyway, what I'd like to do, I'm going to play You Rock My World. I think it's a cool song. It might be a little raw for some people. It's supposed to be
yeah.
a G-rated show, but it's really a good song, and I want people to hear this in the beginning of the show, so to see how versatile you really are. So
okay.
Here's You Rock My World. Don't drop the call. Stay right there. We'll be right back, okay? So
okay.
Here we go.
Thank you.
That song is just downright sexy. It's really a good song.
Well, thank you very much.
So
appreciate
that. Like, it kind of explains itself. I really don't have to ask you what inspired you to write that, but, you know, it's pretty self-explanatory. So when you're on stage, do the girls get wild and like,
No. Because usually when I'm on stage, usually I'm playing mostly guitar and cover bands and stuff, and I do the original stuff like in the studio. I do it occasionally live, but most of the time I'm just doing covers in this area, you know. You know,
so
I haven't
you toured
really
outside of Maine, or?
Yeah, I've played all over the U.S.
And Europe tours, or?
No, I've always wanted to, but I haven't made it over there yet, but I'd like to.
Yeah, I'd like to just go to Europe, actually.
Yeah.
But so like this band that you're going to be working with, do you want to mention any of their names that, you know, kind of give them a little plug?
Sure. You know, we got Dave. Dave's a really fine lead guitar player. He's from Massachusetts. And he was, how do you word it? Checked out by, I think it was Great White, that band. They had checked him out. They were interested in him. And then I've got Warren from Florida and Pennsylvania, both places. And he's a phenomenal drummer. And I've got Aaron playing bass and singing a lot of lead vocals. And he's from, I'm not sure where he's from, but right now he's in Maine. And really talented guys. And I think, you know, we'll do pretty well in the local scene. We could go a lot bigger probably, who knows. Just a day at a time.
So is that your plan, just to kind of like just play? Or do you really want to, do you want that second chance of getting signed with somebody?
I don't know. You know, getting signed these days, it doesn't seem like it happens very often anymore because everybody can just do their own thing on the internet. You know what I mean? I think that's kind of like the days of what?
Yeah, but $1.29 a pop for a song, it's just like, you know, I've heard artists say, well, I've only made $4 on Reverb Nation, you know.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Yeah, it's really, musicians really have it tough these days. It's just not, it sucks, you know.
Basically, yeah.
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 But
well,
you
got to
really love doing it, yeah.
I told you about the time that I'd seen Ike Willis, you know, with Ugly Radio Rebellion, and this is the person that wrote with Frank Zappa, and poor Layla Hall was running around with a tip jar, you know, kind of like begging for money for the band, and it's like, this shouldn't be happening, you know. And
no.
A lot of these big music companies, I know that they have their certain picks. It's like, you know, and it's really hard to get in that group of people that, you know, make it anymore. It's not right. We're forced to hear music that they want us to listen to, not the music we really want to listen to, a lot of people. But I mean, there's a lot of good bands that are signed out there. Don't get me wrong, but they just kind of push the people on us all the time, you know.
Yeah.
But
I agree.
Yeah. But anyway, this is my opinion. You know, maybe I just don't know enough about, you know, all the bands out there. Or I'm not into them. That's why my opinion is my opinion. So, but I'm gonna play another one of your songs. I'm gonna play "Open Your Mind."
Okay.
And here it is.
You there? We'll be right back.
I didn't mean to cut you off there. I started playing the song, and then I heard you say, Lisa, are you there? You were going to say something about the song?
I lost my train of thought, so no. We'll just move on. I forgot, sorry.
70s were good for you too, huh? No.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't know. Is there anything that you'd like to tell anybody about what you're doing with your career, or, you know, other websites that you have where people can find you, you know, show where you're playing or what you're doing?
Yeah, I just really just put my name in the search engine, and I come up on a lot of different sites and places about my music and stuff. It's way more than just Reverb Nation and stuff, and Facebook and Twitter and stuff. It keeps, you know, there's quite a few places that you can find me at.
Are you on SoundCloud?
Probably.
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 Well, I know you were, like, one of my first friends. Didn't we meet on, like, MySpace or something?
Yeah, years ago.
Yeah, way back when?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to get you on the show, and then my world went upside down, so I wasn't able to get you on, but I'm glad I finally got you on the show.
Oh, I'm very grateful. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. And, you know, you've made it known that you're a self-taught guitar player.
Yes.
I mean, have you taught yourself to write music, you know, read music and things like that?
I had a broken leg once, okay? I broke my femur bone. That's like the biggest bone in your body. And I was laid up in bed, oh, man, for a lot of weeks. And I taught myself to read notes and stuff. But then I got really bored with that process. And, I'm just basically a play-by-ear person. I can listen to something on an album and just pick it out and start playing it. You know, it just comes pretty naturally.
Well, you are at the professional level. And
well, thank
I'm not
going
to kick you for not signing, you know.
Well, there was a lot of things I liked about it, and then there was a lot of things I didn't like about it. And the things I didn't like about it is what made me make my decision not to do it.
Do you want to share some of those thoughts?
I think it was the money. I just didn't quite understand how they figured it, and it kind of turned me off. So I just kind of, like, that was the biggest thing for me, and wanting to tell me how to write their way or whatever they wanted.
Right.
You know, to go out to California and do an album, and, you know, they're going to tell me how they wanted it done. And it's just like, I don't like to be told what to do, you know?
Right.
But I guess sometimes you have to if you want to go the big time, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll never be a signed artist because I don't listen to nobody. my bad. What can I say?
Hey.
Well, anyway.
Huh? I said lots of people think the same way.
Yeah, that's kind of like why I like, you know, the internet and music. I can find music all around the world, listen to whoever I want. It's all, you know, from them. You know, nobody's telling them how to do anything. And
right.
I learned a lot from, like, the Led Zeppelin story, you know, how they were into music and they went to their own labels. They were tired of being ripped off. You know, a lot of the artists, I mean, even Frank Zappa, his home was bought by Lady Gaga, and the Zappa family, I guess, what I heard, I'm not sure about this, they don't even have rights to his music or something.
Wow.
They're having a problem with somebody else. Yeah, I didn't get the whole story on it, but still, wouldn't you think that, like, the Zappa home should go to the Zappa family?
Absolutely, the music royalties
and all this, you know, since his wife had passed, I don't know what happened. Somebody else took it over, and I heard Dweezil isn't even allowed to play Frank Zappa's music without their permission.
Really?
Now that
his own son, huh?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Now, don't quote me on this. This is something I've seen on the internet.
Okay.
You can't believe everything you see. But, I mean, Lady Gaga, I did see that she had bought the house, but still.
No kidding.
You know?
Yeah.
And, I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense. Even in my family, I had a famous musician. His name was Frank Rosalino, and he was pretty well known. And what had happened, his two sons, there's a story that he had shot them, but I kind of don't believe it, but it may have happened. Uh-huh. He was such a great guy. But what had happened, there was this, the daughter of one of his girlfriends or one of his ex-wives, whatever, changed her name to Rosalino to get royalties. She's Elisa Rosalino, L-I-S-A, but it's like the one living son that survived the shooting, I don't know if the story is so true, but it's like he's not even getting any money. So somewhere along the line, people have lost, the values of respecting people and not stealing from them, you know what I mean, in music.
Yes, I do.
So
I do know.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's pretty rough out there. You got to be a tough guy or woman, whatever, to, go through what they go through. And they work their tail off, hours and hours of, writing and, the practices and this and that. It's hard work. It's not something easy, but, go ahead.
No. I'm listening. This is very interesting.
It lets
I'm
you appreciate
this.
Indie artists more, people that are just trying to do it for themselves, because they're playing, what they want to play. So anyway, Gary, you're having me do all the talking. I don't usually do all the talking on my show. This
no, I'm a good listener. How's that?
Yeah, but this show is about you, not me.
Oh, okay. All right, so ask me some questions.
Well, I asked you. You're answering them so quickly, I don't know what to say here.
Wow.
I've got some more music here that I could play for people.
Sure.
If you'd like me to play some more music.
Sure. All
righty. How about, I really like the message in this song, Things Are What You Make Them. So
wow.
I'm going to play this one. Here
That's
it
an
is.
Oldie. That was I did that back in 94, 95.
Okay, here it is.
Yeah, okay. Because I'm still around.
best. Never be afraid to try again. If you go on thinking it's gonna be the same as before, know what? You're wrong. I'm different, I know that I am. It's okay to be what you want to be. An angel surely must be watching over me, because I'm still around. I didn't know my life would turn out this way. Funny how things never really fade away. If I could do it over again, I might try a little harder. Things are what you make them. Things are what you make them. Things are what you make them. Things are what you make.
Acoustics in that song.
Thank you.
Sweet song.
I appreciate that, Lisa. Thanks very much.
Now I'm curious.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
Did it bring back some memories?
Yeah. It's kind of cool.
So I'm curious, do you write the music first and then put the words to it, or do you write the words first and then put the music to it?
Like I said in the beginning of the show, like, I used to write it on paper, the lyrics, and mix and match different, you know, pages and try to get a song out of it, and then put the music to it. Now I do the music and listen to it, and then the lyrics come out on top of the music when I feel fit for what I'm thinking about at the moment.
See, my sometimers must have kicked in again. I know you brought it up a little bit, but I just didn't quite understand what you'd said. We are talking over a phone, so it's hard to hear. We've got only 20 minutes left of the show. Is there anything that you'd really like to put out there that people, you know, should know about you, or anything you'd like to say?
You know, if you're new at this and you really love music, don't give up. Just keep plugging away.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
If you got it in your blood and if you got it in your desires, there's just no way of stopping you.
I actually go through
withdrawals. I mean, it's like, I got to have music now, you know, and singing and doing this and that just for fun. It makes me feel good, you know. I don't care if nobody ever hears me, you know.
That's what it's about.
You know, it's just a really good feeling.
Yeah, it is a good feeling.
All right, well, I'm going to play another one of your songs.
And when you do, think about when you come back what you can ask me.
This is like one of the quickest interviews that I've ever had. It's like, oh, there's a short answer. You're really good at short answers. Usually I get people on the show that can tell me everything, you know. And I
got to
interrupt and go, okay, wait a minute, you know, let me get some music in here, you know. But you're very easy to interview. I mean, I feel so laid back talking to you.
Good,
it's a comfortable feeling. You know, it's
Thank
not
you.
Like you're trying to sell yourself or anything. You're just being
no.
you.
That's it. Just keeping
well,
it simple.
Here's what had happened.
All right.
Wondering who the female singer was in the background.
Can
you mention her name?
Yeah, her name is Stella or Estella Esposito.
Okay.
She's an old
friend
of mine.
She's got a good voice.
Very
good.
Does
she work on her own at all? Or?
No. I always tried to get her to do it, and she just didn't have the desire, and it's a shame.
Hmm. She
was so talented. She just didn't want to, she just didn't, I don't know. I don't know why she didn't go for it, but she just didn't do it. Cause she
did you
had
work
the vocal.
With her a lot?
Quite a bit. Quite a bit. We did quite a bit of recording and stuff and hanging out back in the 90s. Yeah, it was fun. Yep.
Well, I see you're a motorcycle man.
Yeah. Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
I'm a motorcycle guy.
Just laid back. Yeah. You're not like you've been in bike clubs or anything like that, have you? Or
no, no. Just an independent rider, you know. Probably got hundreds of thousands of miles under my belt. But I actually sold I had four Harleys a couple of years ago, and I sold them all. Because, I don't know, too many people are talking on their cell phones on the roads these days, and I just don't feel like getting into a head-on, you know.
I don't blame you. Yeah,
I love to ride.
I used to love to ride, too, but I don't know, the last couple rides, I mean, I actually got on the back of one of those, what do they call them, rockets?
Yes, crotch rockets.
Yeah, and this guy, he was young, and I'm like used to the old biker type attitude where you respect the road, you watch what you're doing, so on and so forth. This guy, I don't even know why I got on this bike with him, you know. I was like, okay, I'll try it. He was weaving in and out of traffic. He was going fast. He, you know, almost tipped the bike, and I had to pull the bike back up, you know, with my weight. And
wow.
I don't know if he was trying to scare me, but it was like I wasn't scared. I was more being like the backseat driver, just kind of like going, you know, we don't crash. Well, I got off the bike, and it was like, well, nice knowing you, bye. You're nuts.
Yeah,
you're
lucky, huh?
Yeah, it's like, you know, we got potholes here in Michigan. You don't. I mean, that's something you don't do here in Michigan. Our roads are terrible. You have one of those potholes the wrong way, you know, down you go, you know.
Yeah, I went down on one of my Harleys, you know. I came down over a hill one day too fast, and I hit some sand, and down I went.
Yeah.
Down I went. But I had a helmet on that day. Usually I don't wear a helmet. I don't know why I had a helmet on, but I hit my head first on the road, and then my hand. So I guess I don't know. It's weird that I had a helmet on, but I would have probably not been here if I didn't. So, because my head hit really hard.
The best ride I ever had was in New Mexico. The roads out there.
Oh, I know. I love the roads out there.
Oh, they're smooth, and it was we were going 120. On this freeway, there wasn't a car in sight, and it was like I could have fell asleep on the back of the bike. You know, it was just, it was like awesome. And then to see the mountains and the sun.
Oh,
I mean,
gorgeous.
I wanted to move out to New Mexico just because of that one experience. You know, but things have changed since, and that was back in the 80s. You know,
but
yeah, the good old bike days. I used to like motorcycles, but.
I'd
be too afraid to get on them these days, and my back doesn't let me, and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, we only have 9 minutes left of this show.
Oh, okay.
I could play another one of your songs, or I could talk you into another conversation. But
you can do that.
let's see what we could talk about.
My younger brother, my half-brother, he's in a famous band. They're called Strange Folk. So if anybody wants to check them out, it's strangefolk.com.
All right.
They do really, really well. I mean, they sell out most of their shows and wherever they play, and they all live in different parts of the country, and when they have festivals lined up, they just all fly in and practice a few days, and then they go do their shows for a couple, two or three nights, and then they get back on their jets and off to wherever they live, you know? My brother's in California. I think the keyboardist is in California, and his lead singer's in California, and I think the drummer, I'm not sure where he is, and the bass player's here in Maine. It's pretty cool.
Well, I noticed by your little bio that you'd been on local television.
Yeah, yeah.
What'd you do then?
They asked me if they could shoot videos of me, and they paid the bill. I didn't even ask. They footed the bill, and they used to come do videos of me and then put me on TV.
Now,
my music in
Zines,
the background.
Music Zines or music magazines, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And airplay worldwide.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it's kind of funny with music. It's like some people won't be popular in America, but they're really popular in Europe or Germany or, you know,
so
someplace
true.
Else.
So
you know.
True.
So, well, I've got 7 minutes and 48 seconds left, so
okay.
I do have another song I can play to end the show. And
sure.
It's Where Do We Go From Here?
Oh, yeah, that's a nice little acoustic one, yeah.
Here it is.
Staring into the glass, reflecting on my past. Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? The choices I have made, some are good. None of us really know what tomorrow will bring.
Short and sweet.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa, for having me on your show. I really am very grateful to you for that. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, I mean, it's just something I enjoy doing. I got into by accident, actually, the Musician Social Club and everything just kind of happened out of nowhere. It's not something I planned to do, you know.
Right.
This story's kind of strange. I was helping some people that had helped me when I got sick, and they were trying. I wanted to give in return. They were trying to bring in entertainment, and they knew I was upstairs kind of playing my guitars and stuff like that. And I said, well, I used to, you know, have open jams. I'll try to bring in some business for you. And then I named it the Musician Social Club, and then I started a MySpace, and then people started contacting me, and I started writing music with people in Italy, and, you know,
nice.
And then that faded out, and then I came across Blog Talk Radio, and the idea was, you know what, this is a good idea. I could interview musicians. The bars were empty. It was sad. Places were closing down left and right. The economy, it was back during, you know, the recession,
right.
Blah, 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 and nobody was really going out to see the bands, and the bands weren't even going out. It was so bad, so I'm like, well, you know, I could kind of do the thing on internet, you know, keep people, I don't know why I did it. I just did it, and that's how this started, you know. And now it's like a bad habit. It's like I keep wanting to go back to the show. I want to do the show. I got away from it for a few years, and it's like, no, yeah, I'd really like to go back to doing this. And it just, and I'm back online. My numbers are, my listeners are starting to move up. You know, I'm looking at the last 30 days and listeners. I've only had the show up for 30 days, and I know like 50 people isn't a lot of people, but you know, once it starts getting back into the hundreds and then into the thousands, that's when I feel like I'm really doing something, because people are listening.
Yeah.
And people are listening to different music, and they're getting different ideas, and you know, and some people are getting creative and going on their own and doing shows, which is okay by me. And in fact, on Monday, I'm going to have somebody that was with another internet station on my show, and she's a singer, and she was a broadcaster on internet. So, I mean, it's not there. I'm not into competition with anybody, you know. So, yeah, it's been a really good experience doing this. You know, I've met some interesting people and, you know, some really beautiful people. A lot of people try to help other people, you know, through their music and, you know, or try to support a charity or, you know, some of them, well, you know, they just want to make it, or some are just like, well, you know what, I had good times in the, you know, the older days, and now I'm just kind of mellowing out. I mean, it's a broad variety of people. I'll do all genres. You know, I try to open my mind to rap, but it's just another personal, you know, just the lyrics. It's just, I try to keep the show cool for like everybody, you know. Occasionally the F-bomb comes out, you know, and blah, 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 you know, and, but
it's like
we can learn a lot from what other people do, or their mistakes or their achievements, you know. If you, you know, look back and take a look at others and not think you know everything, you know. And it's a very versatile world these days, you know.
Very, very much so. I totally agree. It's a good one. It's a great one. It's a great way to let things out. Write about it. Record it.
Yep.
Perform it. Share it
with
the world.
That's the way to do things.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you, Gary, so much for coming on the show. It's really been a really pleasant experience, and your music is really good. I mean,
it's very
professional, high quality music. And I wish you the best in whatever you're going to do in the future. And I'm going to have to end the show now because our time is up. But you have a good night.
I wish you the best too. I wish you the very best too.
All righty. Well, we'll talk soon, and you have a good night, okay?
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.